The Blue Water Area comes to talk with Paul Miller on WPHM.
No, kind of a dreary looking day out there today. You know, everybody loves to go to Frankenmuth, but have you ever had anything besides a chicken dinner in Frankenmuth? There's so much more there, including, as it turns out, some great barbecue. Joining us right now from Behind the Mitten, which you hear on Saturdays at noon here on WPHM, John Gonzalez and Amy Sherman. Guys, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
The barbecue tour continues, huh?
Hi, this is Matthew Greger,
and this is Nathan.
Oops, sorry. It sure does. We have been all over, it seems like, and recently, yesterday, it took us to beautiful Frankenmuth, where we got to test out the barbecue at Slow Bones, which is a great alternative to the delicious chicken dinners you can get here. But if you're coming for more than a couple days, you might not want to eat chicken every day. You can head on over to Slow Bones. They've got some great stuff made up by their pitmaster, Dick, and general manager and owner, Jim Jones, will take care of you.
Well, sounds pretty good. Gonzo, what did you think?
Yeah, no, they're doing a great job at Slow Bones here in Frankenmuth. The sides were fantastic. The brisket's so good. And they have live entertainment, too, on the weekends. So, like Amy said, if you're in Frankenmuth doing some shopping for the holidays and say, you know what, I've been to the chicken places, maybe I'll try something different, Slow Bones is a great alternative.
There you go. You mentioned the sides. That's something that we talked about a couple of weeks ago when you launched this search for the best barbecue in Michigan. You're looking at the whole package. It's not just the meat. It's about the whole presentation. Those sides are important, I think.
They are. They complete the barbecue experience. And there's so many traditional ones, you know, like mac and cheese and collard greens. And then you get to see some of the different things that they do with the stuff to make it unique to their restaurant. Like some people make their beans vegetarian, so there's another option for people who don't eat meat, and some people load them up with brisket. And so it's been really interesting to see the range of things that people are offering in the side department.
Yeah, no doubt. What do you guys got going on the show this Saturday?
Well, this weekend we head to beautiful Big Rapids. We were there earlier this year, but we really had some great guests. And I tell you, we love that area. The people are so friendly. And it's a four-season destination. There's more to do than you realize, from the color tours coming up in the fall to hiking the trails. It's a great downtown vibrant scene, too. A lot of shops are open. I think people will be surprised of all the options you have in Big Rapids.
You know, that's what we're finding is more and more, and here in Port Huron, I think, is a great example as well, is these small towns whose downtowns maybe sort of had to reinvent themselves, and that was the case here when a lot of the anchor stores moved out to the shopping mall and kind of decimated the downtown area. It's taken years, but they've reinvented themselves with bars and restaurants and specialty shops, and a lot of downtowns across Michigan have been doing that.
They have. It's been really fun as we travel around to see how people have revived their downtowns. And personally, I think they're almost better for it. You're not dependent on these chains to keep you going. You have these unique locally owned businesses that have all sorts of, everything you can imagine in these downtowns. One of the people that we talked to on the show this week, our friend Carlene Rose, who owns the Old Pioneer Store in Emporium, she's a great example of it. And she's a little ball of energy. She's known as the Queen of Big Rapids. But she took over a couple stores downtown, then she combined them. She's worked out different things to do, and she brings this huge vibrancy to downtown Big Rapids.
Oh, cool. We'll be listening on Saturday, Behind the Mitten, here on WPHM at noon. Safe travels, guys.
Thanks so much, everybody. Have a great day.
All right, you too.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.